Hello, Eastern Sierra, and welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now, your trusted source for all things local, lively, and occasionally a little bit snarky. Me? No. I'm Jesse Steele, and today we're covering a mix of serious updates and small town standouts. First up, Mono County steps in to help local families feeling the pinch after a hold on federal SNAP and CalFresh benefits. Then, while we're talking preparedness, Mono County's checking in with residents on their winter readiness, because snow season waits for no one. Down south, Inyo County rolls out its very first chip. No, not that kind you dip with guac, but something a little more official and a lot more community focused. We'll explain what that means. We've also got the final update on the Sage Fire and a Caltrans advisory for anyone who calls US 395 or 395 or highways 178 and 58 their daily grind. And before we roll into all that, a big thank you to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital. Whether your pet's a four-legged couch potato or a professional squirrel chaser, Bishop Vet keeps them healthy, happy, and ready for their next adventure. Don't forget, our Epic Eats poll is still open. This round, we're talking food trucks. Vote for your favorite mobile meal spot before the poll closes and help crown the Eastern Sierra's best rolling restaurant. Oh, and one more thing. Tomorrow is Veterans Day. From all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, we want to say thank you to everyone who has served and continues to serve. Your dedication makes our freedom and our Fridays possible. All right, let's dive into today's stories. In Mono County, local leaders are stepping in to ease the impact of a delay in federal food assistance benefits. The Mono County Board of Supervisors recently voted to approve $100,000 in county funds to help families facing disruption in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, known officially as CalFresh locally. The next day, the town of Mammoth Lakes voted to match the amount, bringing the total local relief effort to $200,000. The funding is being used to create a grocery card program and to boost the county's Health and Human Services food pantry, specifically for CalFresh recipients. Mono County Board Chair Linda Salcido said the county acted quickly to support vulnerable residents. Mammoth Lakes Mayor Chris Bubser added that in small rural communities, partnership is essential and highlighted the importance of local government responding when federal programs are delayed. The Mono County Health and Human Services Department stressed that the program is being designed with fiscal prudence and that local dollars must be used effectively during the fluid period of federal funding. Residents who currently receive CalFresh benefits may contact the department 760-924-1770 to obtain grocery store cards or food pantry items. Residents are also encouraged to access other food assistance programs in the county, such as Community Service Solutions, IMACA, the Salvation Army, the Food Bank of Northern Nevada, and Eastern Sierra Community Housing. The Mono County Office of Emergency Management, OEM, is urging everyone to fill out its winter readiness survey and to sign up for the county's emergency alert system, Ready Mono. The confidential survey is designed to help OEM improve its community safety efforts and understand resource needs ahead of the winter season. Specifically, the survey aims to assess preparedness gaps such as how many residents have an emergency kit, an alternative heat source, or a plan for power outages. And to better understand how many might face isolation, heating challenges, or transportation issues, the data from the survey helps OEM refine its outreach, resource distribution, and response strategies. OEM Director Chris Mokrasik noted that taking the survey is a way for residents to help ensure stronger, more tailored emergency services when winter hits. Residents are also reminded to sign up for Ready Mono, which issues alerts for things like blizzard warnings and road closure, power outage updates, and location of warming shelters. The survey will remain open until November 30th. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else, because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole. In Inyo County, the Inyo County Health and Human Services Public Health Division has released the county's first ever Community Health Improvement Plan, or CHIP, a comprehensive roadmap focused on improving the health and well-being of residents, workers, and visitors. The plan was developed with participation from residents, healthcare partners, and community organizations. Three main health priorities emerged from the process: access to care, and resources, expanding medical, dental, behavior, health, and social services access and awareness, maternal, mental health, supporting mental, emotional, and physical well-being of mothers and families during pregnancy and postpartum, and substance use disorders, preventing and reducing substance use through education, early intervention, and expanded treatment and recovery supports. Community members are invited to get involved and learn more at upcoming presentations. Tuesday, November 18th at 10 a.m. in the Inyo County Boardroom in Independence, and Wednesday, November 19th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center. That's 269 North Main Street, Bishop. A Zoom option is also available. Residents will learn how the CHIP program can guide improved health outcomes and how everyone can play a part. Quick update on the fire situation east of Mono Lake. The Sage Fire burning near Sentinel Meadow in steep, rugged terrain of Jeffrey Pine, Lodgepole Pine, Aspen Sage, and Mountain Mahogany is currently holding at approximately 260 acres and is 60% contained. Fire crews used natural barriers and hand lines, including light igniting control burn lines over several days, especially due to high winds in the area. At present, there are no road closures and no evacuation orders. Recreation users should still be aware that firefighter equipment is operating in the region and drive with caution in the area. Resources assigned to the incident include one Type 3 helicopter, four hand crews, five engines, and two water tenders. Firefighters will transition focus to mop-up operations through next week. Smoke from interior fuels may still be visible from Highway 395 and Highway 120 East. You're looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Here's your road work and travel advice for this week, covering Eastern Kern and Inyo and Mono counties from the California Department of Transportation. The only new traffic impact will affect State Route 58 in Kern County near Keene Road. The westbound outside line will be closed Wednesday for maintenance, and drivers may experience brief delays. Remember to keep an eye out for ongoing projects in Inyo and Mono County, such as the Meadow Farms ADA project, Fish Springs pavement project, and the Rock Creek pavement project. Speed limits and lane closures may have been adjusted since your last visit, so always remember to be cautious. Drivers are urged to slow for the cone zone, yield to workers, and use the Quick Map app or website for live traffic conditions, especially our mobile app. Do you know you can do that there too? Go check it out, download it. Over to our event section now. First up, Mono Arts Council will be holding an introduction to stained glass class with Susie Baines this evening starting at 5:30 p.m. On Wednesday, Saracoso Community College will be holding an enrollment assistance day at the Bishop campus starting at 9 a.m. Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce will be holding a power lunch on Wednesday, all about the Access Mammoth rebrand, starting at 12 p.m. Also on Wednesday, C5 Art Studios will be holding a reception for their new youth art show starting at 5:30 p.m. The Kern Regional Center will be holding an open forum for all individuals served by the organization on Wednesday, starting at 5:30 p.m. Lastly, C5 Art Studios will be holding a drawing from observation class on Wednesday, starting at 5:30 p.m. That's all we have right now. Be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for all the latest, or just download the mobile app. And if you have an event coming up, be sure to send it our way so we can put it out there for the community.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a four-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
All right, Eastern Sierra sports fans, fire up your appetite and grab a napkin because the grill's hot and the scoreboard's heating up too. This is your ESN Sports Report brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Local legends know if you're rolling up or down US 395 and hunger strikes, Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine is your go-to stop. This community favorite has built its reputation one smoked tri-tip and pulled pork platter at a time. And in 2015, it was named the best restaurant in the USA on Yelp. For 2025, they not only took home the top spot in our ESN Epic Eats poll for best hamburgers and barbecue, but they also offer locals exclusive perks, skip the line benefits, and discounts tailored for those who live and breathe the Eastern Sierra lifestyle. On to the sports. Starting with the junior squad, the Bishop Broncos JV football team handled business on the road at Kern Valley Bronx, taking a 32-22 victory. That win clinched the High Desert League title for the Bronco JV squad. Nice work, kids. Coach Mears added, "We started this season with 32 players and finished with just 20 players. But these 20 are the toughest, most committed group of kids I've ever coached. They showed heart, grit, and brotherhood every single day. What a season. And I can't wait to see what these young men accomplish in the years ahead." Now shifting to the BUHS tennis team, the Broncos girl tennis season wrapped on Friday, November 7th, when three players traveled to Garces Memorial High School for the CIF Central Section Individual Qualifier. Senior Sienna Pope entered the draw seed number 3. She faced the number 5 seed and fell 0-6, 0-6, though she represented the Broncos well on the court. Doubles team Kinley Romero and Avery McGraw got off to a 2-0 lead, but surrendered the first set 4-6 and then lost the second set 0-6. Despite the qualifier exit, the team finished their league play undefeated in the High Desert League roster of 14. Coach Patty Cummings thanked everyone who made this season possible, including the assistant coaches, parents, and the Bishop City Park. So back to football. The Broncos varsity team will host the CIF Central Section Division 5 quarterfinals on Friday, November 14th, with kickoff set at 6 p.m. And you, yes, you, you're encouraged to cheer, wear your Bronco colors, and maybe swing by Copper Top Barbecue after to celebrate or revive, depending on how things play out. They do have a magic beer tap. It's like wizardry. I'm telling you, go check it out. Good luck, Broncos. Once again, this report is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, your community hub for great food, good times, and supporting our local athletes. You want to order ahead or check the menu? Visit coppertopbarbecue.com. And whether you're grabbing the gang after the big game or fueling up for the next hike, make sure you're part of the local barbecue tradition. Let's check the skies and the temps in our two favorite mountain and valley homes, Bishop, California, and Mammoth Lakes, California. I'll call it the Warm Valley versus Chill Peaks forecast. In Bishop, first today looks mostly sunny, few clouds playing tag in the sky, and high topping out around 77, lows 39. So yes, wear your shades, but the jacket, it can wait until a little bit later. Tomorrow, still nice and warm with sunny partial sunshine, 74, 44, perfect for outdoor errands or terrace coffee. And by Wednesday, the temperature easing a bit from 73, and it looks like the nighttime low will drop down to 44. That cold blanket will help hold on to the day's heat a little. A good day for an après work stroll without freezing your toes off. Up in Mammoth today, expect partly sunny skies and a daytime high about 65. But don't forget, the low tonight plunges to 27. So if you're out early or staying late, layering, it's your friend. Tomorrow, still partly sunny, highs around 60, lows about 31. And on Wednesday, clouds move in and more strongly, sun breaks here and there, with a high dipping to about 54, low of 31. And if you're thinking spring skiing debate in your mind, well, it's still winter sketching it out. So to wrap it up, Bishop enjoying Big Valley warmth with nights that remind you it's still late fall. Mammoth is hanging on to mild days, but delivering crisp, frosty nights. If you're splitting time between valley and errands and peak adventures, dress smart, layer up, and enjoy both sides of the Eastern Sierra coin. And that wraps up your Eastern Sierra Now report for today. From Mono County's winter prep to Inyo's new chip plan to the final word on the Sage Fire, We got you covered from Summit to Sagebrush. Remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a report. And follow us on social media for the latest updates, stories, and the occasional behind-the-scenes chaos. Big thanks again to our sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets that keep the Eastern Sierra wagging. And before you close that tab, make sure to vote in our Epic Eats poll. This round is all about food trucks. Support your favorite spot, brag about your pick, and maybe discover a new one. Finally, as we head into Veterans Day, we want to extend our deepest gratitude to all who have served. Your courage and commitment inspire our community every day. I'm Jesse Steele, and this has been Eastern Sierra Now. Where the mountains are tall, the news is local, and the coffee's hopefully strong, like ridiculously strong. I mean, there has to be coffee. I can't do things without coffee.